Under Vermont's dual enrollment program, high school students can take college courses and have the state pay for it. Advocates say the program saves families money and gives college-bound students a jump on their post-secondary career. But some students who live along the border and go to high school in another state aren't allowed in the program. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, one high school student is now fighting to change that.
I wanted to see just how far Anna Butcher's home school was from the border, so we went for a little drive.
We're right now at Stanford Elementary School, and we are going to the Massachusetts border, which is about 0.9 miles down the road. It's not very far. It takes about 3 minutes.
Butcher lives in Stamford, a tiny town that's tucked away in a valley in southern Vermont. The Green Mountains rise steeply to the north, and Massachusetts is a straight shot south. The town doesn't have a high school, and most of the students, after leaving Stamford Elementary School, go down to Mount Greylock Regional High School in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Butcher says she struggled in high school, and when she found out Vermont students could take college courses, she was all in.
I went to Mount Greylock for about 2.5 years, and it didn't work for me. I was not functioning well. I was not learning well. And I was really dreading going back to high school. I honestly didn't know if I was going to be able to graduate if I had to go back there. And so I was really, really struggling to find a way not to go back to Mount Greylock full time.
So Butcher jumped through all the right hoops. She contacted Community College of Vermont in Bennington, got a hold of her guidance counselor at Mount Greylock, and checked in with her old school in Stamford. Everyone told Butcher she was a prime candidate to take advantage of dual enrollment. But then the Vermont Agency of Education weighed in.
They decided that it couldn't be tracked, that it would be too much money. And the way I interpreted it was that I was being excluded. I was being told, "I'm sorry, you don't count."
The agency says there's no system in place for an out-of-state school to work with Vermont. But Butcher says that's not her fault. She lives near the border, and the closest Vermont high school is up over a mountain. So she talked to her legislators to try to get the law changed.
They're Vermont kids, though. Just because they're on the edge of Vermont doesn't mean they shouldn't have the same benefits as, you know, the kids on the inside of Vermont.
Dover Independent Laura Sibilia represents Stamford, and she supports a Senate bill that seeks to make it easier for students who go to high school outside the state to use dual enrollment. The Agency of Education told VPR it is working to, quote, ensure that everyone who is eligible for dual enrollment is able to access it. But in testimony before the Senate Education Committee, the agency said allowing kids like Butcher to use dual enrollment would, quote, pose significant challenges, and they said there would be no way to manage and track spending. Butcher's mother, Heidi Peterson, has been working with her daughter to get the law changed. Her daughter has already taken her classes at CCV. The family paid out of pocket, and Peterson says the legislative process to date has been frustrating.
It's an entitlement, so it doesn't say students can do this if we feel like it or if we happen to have the money. It says students are entitled to two if they meet the criteria, two vouchers. We meet the criteria, except for the rules that they put in place based on the legislation.
The Senate bill didn't make it over to the House in time for crossover, but the change could still be included in a larger education bill. Butcher's graduating in June, and Peterson says she'll be looking for other families to continue the fight next year if the legislature doesn't make the change in this session. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Stamford.